The following podcast is a production of the Factual Data Creations Facility. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the OFNT Podcast. OFNT stands for Old Fart, New Tech. I'm your host and resident old fart, Jim Schaefer, and the podcast, at least to me, is the new tech. I hope this finds you well and you're having a great week. Last episode of the year has arrived. Bring on the new year. I hope the year 2022 is the one where we finally put the COVID pandemic behind us. We will see. Turning radio broadcasts into podcasts. This is the new direction the podcast industry appears to be headed to. Kills two birds with one stone. For now, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is my hero. It's rare to find a man or woman who will stand up for their convictions these days. Now, that is unless he folds like the rest of the stiffs. $7.7 billion were lost through cryptocurrency scams in 2021. The old adage applies here. If it seems too good to be true, well, it is. Now, I have a correction here. My New York accent combined with dry mouth resulted in me pronouncing Moderna as Moderner last week. My apologies for that. It irritated me on the playback. Tech news. The Peloton bike competitor, Echelon, has released a new top-tier model to their lineup called the EX-8S. We'll just call it the EX-8S. What differentiates this indoor cycle from the top-of-the-line Peloton model is a curved 24-inch display for a more immersive experience, so says the company's literature. Has fully adjustable handlebars and dual flywheels. That's something new. The front and rear flywheels can light up in a multitude of user-selected colors. This model also features adjustable resistance from the handlebars as well as the usual knob. The EX-8S is available for pre-order for $2,000, but after the cycle's January release, it will set you back $2,400.
What?
From the pictures I've seen on the company's website, the bike seems to be much better made than Echelon's previous offerings. The thing looks gorgeous, but is the flywheel illumination really necessary?
No!
It's good that you can adjust the handlebars back and forward, though, something neither Peloton model does. The flywheels also power the cycle, so no electric supply needed. It does share one problem with the Peloton, though. Without subscribing to an expensive monthly service, the cycle is useless. It appears that Echelon is serious about challenging Peloton's dominance with the release of this model and the company's recent partnerships with celebrities. Right now, Echelon is mostly known as the cheaper and not quite as good Peloton substitute. This cycle aims to change that. Well, competition is a good thing, but at coming in at about the same price as the top model Peloton, I'm not so sure if Echelon can accomplish this goal. The companion workout app has been panned, but I hear that it's constantly improving. Myself, I'm perfectly happy with my non-technology soul bike and being able to choose what app to use for my exercise needs. The drawback, or as I see it, the advantage of going the non-built-in screen route is the requirement to supply your own screen. Well, when I'm settled into a new place after my retirement, I plan on buying a reasonably priced 50-inch or thereabouts screen television and pair that with an Apple TV box for a dedicated bike setup. A report that aired on Sky News Australia recently claims that way back in 2012, our innocent buddies over at Huawei released a firmware update for its network equipment that was used at the time in Australia. What this firmware did was reprogram the equipment to record all communications and forward it to servers located in communist China. Well, if verified, this was probably one of the first smoking guns that prompted a lot of the world to ban the CCP-owned company from any involvement in their communications backbone, read 5G networks. I'm sure the benevolent Uncle Ren, the founder and great leader of the apple of Xi's eye, pun intended, will claim that he has no knowledge of this and that Huawei is but a humble equipment and cloud service entity, serving the interests of all mankind to bring about the greater good. As long as that greater good is in the interests of the Chinese Communist Party, that is. I'm sure Australia was just one of many countries affected by this firmware update, but the intel agencies kept a lid on it in order to see what Xi and company were really up to. If you recall, back in 2018, AT&T was set to sell Huawei products in its stores when at the last minute had to back out of the deal, citing government concerns. This began the clampdown on Huawei's products, resulting in the removal of its equipment from the backbone of many countries' networks. As I said last episode, most of the world dodged a bullet here, just like the banning of Kaspersky, that Russian antivirus software, when, because of a government contractor using his personal laptop running Kaspersky, handed over the NSA's hacking tools to first the Russians and then the rest of the world. Tech I'm using. Well, I figured out an inconvenient way around the IT ban on personal OneDrive usage at work, which precludes me from being able to use Office 365 for show scripts. Well, I start the document at work on Word, save it locally, and email it to myself, and then save it to OneDrive. It's clumsy, but it works. I'll be canceling my subscription to Office 365 and using this method, start the script on Word, at work, of course, and edit on Apple Pages. This has the added benefit of saving me the $7.60 monthly subscription for Office 365. It truly was nice while it lasted. Darn IT guys. I tried using the web browser version of Office 365, but that's locked down for uploads also. In the past, I used to log into my Apple iCloud account and use the online version of Pages. Besides iCloud not being as fluid as OneDrive, the IT guys caught on to that one years ago. Well, as everybody knows, yesterday was Christmas, and so I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the tech I was gifted. For my lovely wife, I got a pair of Beats Fit Pros, which will replace my bulky Power Beats Pro for working out. From my son, a Belkin Boost Charge Pro. A lot of pros in products these days. It's an Apple MagSafe charger. This replaces a Nomad charger I've been using for a couple years now. From my younger daughter, an Apple MagSafe charger, which I will use when traveling. Finally, from my elder daughter and my son-in-law, I got the latest version of the Aura Smart Ring. This model does a lot more than the one it replaces. Next week, I'll tell you about my experience with this new tech. You have to give me a chance to use it first. Entertainment news. I subscribe to the Paramount Plus Showtime bundle, but haven't really used Paramount Plus except for the occasional Star Trek Discovery episode. I lost interest in that series as it became more woke as the series went on. Last Sunday, my wife and I stumbled upon a series called Ghosts on Paramount Plus after failing to find anything else we would like to watch. The premise is somewhat silly at first. A woman inherits a secluded mansion from an unknown relative which is inhabited by scores of ghosts. I was ready to move on from the pilot, but as it went on, the show got better. It's a comedy that so far hasn't been ruined by social justice themes, but Matt does have touches of it. So if you have access to this Paramount Plus, give this show a look. It's pretty good. Podcasting news. Captivate, the podcast hosting service from the UK, which this show currently uses, has been acquired by Global Media and Entertainment, a privately held radio conglomerate from the United Kingdom. While the email I received from Captivate last Monday was upbeat and assured me and other customers of no changes to the service whatsoever, I've been around for a long time and have seen this type of acquisition before. True, at first, there will likely be no changes, but eventually, when the owners fully understand what they have gotten, management will be replaced and prices will increase as the company attempts to recoup their expenses. Doing a short Wikipedia search of global media, it revealed past controversies over the editing and non-inclusion of some subjects that would prove embarrassing to the UK government on the company's own stations. That's kind of a red flag and somewhat worrying to me. Now I get why global media acquired Captivate. The host just introduced its own ad service, which makes it easier to insert ads or edit out portions of them. Just like Spotify's purchase last week of Wooska, this will let global media turn broadcast radio shows into podcasts, a seemingly new trend amongst the big players. Global media also have their own app called Global Player. They'll have instant access to the 14,000 or so shows Captivate hosts. But where does this all leave the independent shows? Out in the cold as usual, I would guess. Me, I'll be researching and looking for a new host come this new year. Time for a rant. I don't know about you, but I've had enough of the sky is falling type news that's being fed to us by just about all media, no matter what side you think you're on. It appears they and their government partners are so desperate to scare us into getting the mRNA vaccine, preferably the Pfizer one, into our body that they're going to great lengths for us to do so. It appears almost like a desperation. It went into overdrive last week with some CDC panel recommending that we do not get the Johnson & Johnson shot, but either a Pfizer or Moderna shot. And if you have already gotten the J&J version, which is based on the proven virus vector method, I might add, make sure you get a mRNA technology-based booster. Again, I guess it's going to be preferably the Pfizer one. Then we had good old Dr. Fauci, who's been enjoying his 15 minutes of fame for far too long now, suggesting that the definition of fully vaccinated be changed to either three shots of any combination of the mRNA shots or one J&J and one mRNA booster. Well, what about people like my lovely wife and I who opted not to mix and match and got a J&J booster? Does this mean we will be considered not fully vaccinated until we get a third mRNA injection? The icing on the cake, so to speak, was Biden plagiarizing a speech from some guy who's a CDC coordinator about a coming winter of death for the unvaccinated. Well, Joe Biden is well known for his plagiarism, at least he's being consistent. Could we be witnessing the reset of the COVID narrative, whatever that may be? Has the original narrative started falling apart? Being an old fart, I don't profess to know what's afoot here, but my spidey senses are tingling. Episode, 105? Man Alive. It's coming to an end, the last episode of the year. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I've enjoyed making it for you and hope you found it worth your while. You can always contact me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com if you're so inclined. You can tell me what things you liked or disliked about the show. I'd love hearing from you. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Be sure to tune in next week for more obscure references. I hope you had a joyful Christmas, even if you didn't celebrate it. Now take your gifts and get off my lawn. I'm out. I'll see you next week.